USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A planned NATO exercise with about 30,000 troops from more than 25 countries from Europe and North America began in Norway on Monday. NATO said the drill, codenamed Cold Response, includes 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. NATO was sure to point out that the exercise did not have anything to do with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The training will continue into April. Chinese diplomacy takes a seven-hour tour Monday in Rome. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jianxie. The United States offered a stern warning for China to steer clear of Russia's war effort. Ned Price from the State Department.
Our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications.
The suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was apprehended in Philadelphia early Tuesday morning. 60-year-old Gary Cabano was arrested by Philly police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.